kind of looking at export, since we are at the Export Summit, what opportunities are you seeing right now, especially for Minnesota producers, farmers?
Well, just really excited to, you know, continue to our big markets are Mexico and Canada. So always looking at, you know, what can we do there? And then, of course, really watching the soybean purchases in China. And I do think that that's going to start moving. But for example, this week we had a trade group, a buyer's group from Taiwan, and they actually did a purchase while they were here of Minnesota soybeans. And so that was really excited to spend time with them, get them. They really wanted to see our barges on the river and how that moved too. And so really helpful. But other markets that we're seeing, ethanol to Canada, big thing right now. But, you know, some of those South American countries, whether that's Colombia, Peru, and then Northern Africa, like Morocco, there's possibilities everywhere. And so we just keep chasing them down and working as hard as we can.
How about for pork? How about for edible beans, even dairy?
Well, edible beans, too, you know, continue to be really strong. We do food safety inspections for containerized edible beans. And I looked at the report yesterday, and they really go all over the world. They might go to Australia, England. England's the number one importer of kidney beans, for example, from Minnesota. And so that's really helpful. And then pork, you know, Korea, very important, South Korea, but Mexico too as well. We just see a lot of hams and possibilities there too. And so I continue to see excited and growth in that too as well. You know, it's not just the United States, but the world is really protein hungry, you know, and so protein is just, whether it's plant proteins, pork, whatever.
Perfect. And then kind of looking at the trade environment, it's always, I feel like, unpredictable. What does that uncertainty mean for Minnesota's future export business and its agricultural producers?
Well, and I'd like to, you know, see more stability. I think like the tariffs have created some uncertainty for the marketplace and you know, and just being a reliable trading partner. It's really hard if you are a trader, you know, to understand what the tariff is, where it is. And if you're a buyer or another country, we hear from, they might want to buy from Brazil or Ukraine or somewhere where they don't have tariffs and aren't using that as much because they're a more dependable partner. So that is one thing that worries me, and I'd like to get back to, you know, being as dependable as we can. Because the one thing we have going for us, too, is we have an excellent quality crop. We have excellent food safety standards. And so there's other trade-offs, but there's things that, you know, are, you know, causing an issue with tariffs.
Overall, Minnesota agriculture, what do you think it's going to be in the next couple of years?
You know, I'm an optimist, so I continue to try to look at the gut, even though there's headwinds right now, you know, food or fuel, fertilizer prices, you know, tariffs. On the flip side, there's a lot of possibility in like sustainable aviation fuel. You know, one of the concerns too is just our cattle herd. You know, it's great to see the cattle price we have, but if we can figure out ways to rebuild our cattle herd, you know, that can help us be successful too as well. So I also just think localizing our markets is helpful. We have some domestic fertilizer things coming online in Minnesota. And so, you know, just continue to chase those positives because there's plenty of those in agriculture.
Perfect. I want to kind of transition more into like E15. Obviously, Farm Bill did not pass yet. Thoughts on that? Overall, year around E15, what are our hopes for it?
Well, I think, you know, Minnesota the last 5 years has had to request a waiver, and it cuts it close to get that waiver. And if we could have year-round E15, we would not have to get that. But Minnesota, you know, is tops in the nation in the number of E15 pumps. You look at all the new Quick Trips, for example. You can drive from the Twin Cities to Duluth, and there's over, you know, 200 new E15 dispensers, and that's driving record sales every month of E15 in Minnesota, which helps our producers, and so and helps people save money. You know, I was saying, I saved 50 cents yesterday on E15. That was $6 in my pocket yesterday. And producers are finding E15 more and more. And so just having that certainty is good for the consumers and good for the farmers. So I'm hoping that Congress will get that done sooner than later. I'm an optimist, so I thought we'd get it done. But hopefully in September, we'll see if they can finish that off.
Thank you, Tom.